This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
5 o'clock, great to have you. We've covered a lot of ground today. Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. I do encourage you to check out the interview Jim and John had with Brad Holmes, and that's going to be kind of one of the parts of our 5 o'clock topic. And I want to invite everyone in on this. And I know it's probably a little bit of overload. Iserman spoke it too. We carried it. I'll give you the cliff notes. I can't play endless amounts of audio and then have time to talk to you guys. That's just not a good listen. But Iserman said, oh no, our focus is drafting and we're going to build this thing through the draft. He was asked about the Wallman trade. Would you like to add some context or clarity? No and no. He was asked about the hot seat. Respectfully, and then everything he followed saying was disrespectful. I don't care what any of you think. Basically came off as someone who has no boss and a lifetime deal and nothing's changing. That's what it sounded like.
Sounds accurate.
Then you get Brad Holmes. He was asked by Jim, look, do you understand at least why fans continue to want an edge rusher? Do you understand why you're asked about it? Jim wasn't even allowed to finish the question, and Holmes went, no, I don't understand it. He then goes on to say one of the most disingenuous things I think you could ever say. Lions fans are mad that they have Aiden Hutchinson because they don't have a second Aiden Hutchinson. That's insane. I don't think anyone feels that way. And I think when you're a Super Bowl caliber team and great players demand trades, right, like a Trey Hendrickson or a Myles Garrett, no one's wrong for saying, pick up the phone, let's give it a rip. And when it doesn't happen, you go, no problem. I don't fault the organization. And then we go to, all right, well, what else did you do in free agency? All right, no problem. Brad's an awesome drafter. We're going to be just fine. All right, first round was a D tackle. Excellent. I don't mind it. He's a really good football player. Yeah. That's okay, right? All right, well, then we're going to go and we're going to trade how many picks to move up and take a receiver in the third? Not an edge? Nowhere? Sixth round? So that's been the conversation today. And I want to do this a different way, Rico. To the fans, and to Rico and Kenny, David, and of course you guys in listener land, which of these two is more arrogant? Between Iserman and Holmes, which of these two is higher on their own supply? Which of these two's public remarks irk you more? And I understand this is a little difficult because you might be a Wings fan and not a Lions fan. Or you might be casual about one and you're a hardcore fan of the other. But on surface today, the one thing we heard was two GMs who actively think they're curing cancer. And neither of them's changing. Now, one of them clearly has done a much better job than the other. Brad Holmes has done a much better job. But neither's won anything. And neither's changing. And any question about their moves is met with dismissal. So which of the two do you believe is more arrogant? Which one rubs you the wrong way more?
I would say Brad Holmes comes across more arrogant because Iserman, there's arrogance there. But when asked questions, he will simply just say no and that's it. Whereas Holmes has to go and explain why he's smarter than you, why you have no idea what he does on a day-to-day thing, why you are not in the same category as him. Whereas Iserman will just say, I don't want to talk about it. Well, please, no.
Do you want to hear the Rieger thing?
Yeah.
Do you think that would help the argument?
Yeah.
All right, hold on here. Play the Rieger question about Walman, which, in fairness, it's one of the worst trades in the NHL in recent years. Rieger did not go troll mode. I don't think this was gotcha. And Yzerman just wasn't having it.
Okay,
good talk. I feel stupid, and I'm very sorry, David. 248-539-9797. Listen, David. Oh, my God, he's not listening.
I'm listening.
Let it roll. We got calls coming in. Prioritize the people. To hell with the audio. We'll go over to Jewel.
But I just think that Yzerman just kind of, you know, I don't want to talk about this. I got a plan. We're going to bring up the kids, blah, blah, blah. It's kind of one of those trust me, it'll work type of things. You may not agree with it, but it's not, hey, you don't know how much hockey I've watched and going down to the IHL and going overseas and my scout people. And look, I've traveled to Russia. Have you been to Russia? I've been here. I've gone here. Whereas Holmes kind of does that. I've watched 2 years of every snap.
Yeah,
I know you can't. No disrespect. But I know you can't do that. But normally when somebody says not trying to be disrespectful, the next thing out of their mouth, disrespect.
Correct. So which of these two rubbed you the wrong way today? And if it's neither, that's fine. The Holmes thing was weird. It was. Because I don't think Jim or John, and I know Jim can be smarmy. I didn't think there was any of that today. I thought Jim did nice job.
That was the softballest of all softball questions. Hey, you kind of understand. No.
Wow. Yeah, and again, Lions fan, when your GM says you're mad that you have Aiden and that you don't have another one, who he's describing, I don't know. I think the truth always lies in the middle. We were simply looking for more than Marcus Davenport, whatever that is, whether it be by draft, by trade, or by free agency. Yeah. And he's not offering that to you. So you tell me what you want to do with it. We'll go to Julian to kick off the 5 o'clock. Jules, what's going on, buddy?
Gentlemen, bottom of the afternoon to you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yes, hey, sir. Man. What do you got?
So, Mike, for me, it's an easy answer. It is Steve Yzerman by a mile, and I'm going to dive into why. But so I don't forget, I have a CQ that I want to also get to. It's a two-part CQ for you, Rico and Kenny. So let me talk about Yzerman first. Unlike Brad Holmes, who has delivered to Lions fans something that no other modern-day GM has delivered, which is multiple playoff wins, an incredible team last year that, yes, fell short, right? An appearance one or two quarters away from a Super Bowl. Steve Yzerman has delivered absolutely nothing. We've covered it extensively. He's been an abject failure. But for his attitude, and I get bothered when any coach or GM who, objectively speaking, has had zero success, which Yzerman as GM has had, objectively speaking, zero success, for them to turn on the smarm and the attitude of how dare you ask me these questions. I feel that it's an insult to the fans who have every right to be upset. The media, after all, is trying to voice fandom concerns. So for me, Brad Holmes, yes, the whole joke about his receipts, but he has the right to have receipts. He's delivered a product on the field that have made grown men cry, and rightfully so. Who the hell is Steve Yzerman, right? You know, he's no longer the Tampa Bay GM, so he can't claim that. He had, you know, he's not the GM of Team Canada, multiple gold medals. You're the GM of the Red Wings. What have you done? Who are you to be smarmy to anybody? So for me, that's why I really have a difficult time when anybody.
Yeah, today was tough.
Especially
today was a tough tone by him. And look, I look, Rieger can be acerbic, but that's not the way he asked it. We have the audio now. Jules, I'll play this and then we'll get to your critical question. Go ahead. This is Rieger asking about Walman. I mean,
yeah, I mean, you know, the worst part is, you know, Rieger, you know, Reno Rieger, right? He's a character at times. He's the king of trolls. On a scale of one, you know, Rieger to 10, that's like a one.
Correct.
Like, that's a very valid, you know, very well-framed question. Hey, we were interested to know about this trade. And the smarm level, again, you know, I offer this and I'll get to my CQ. We're at the point now where my advice to Red Wings fans is, okay, be upset with Steve Yzerman for sure. be more upset with Ilitch, because I think it's very reasonable to suspect, based on how Ilitch is as an owner, that he's given Steve Yzerman a lifetime leash.
Yes.
And for 6 years now, there's no reason to think that, hey, next year this ship is going to be turned around.
Agreed.
So
totally.
I would direct Red Wings fans, be more mad at Ilitch than Yzerman.
What is the CQ, quickly, and we'll try to get to it.
The CQ, I want to hear your picks, Rico and Kenny's, game five tonight, Leafs Sens, who you got in the game, who you got in the series.
Okay,
I got to hear it.
The Leafs.
You're going to be fine. I know you have PTSD. Jules, just breathe. You're going to be okay. Leafs.
Or do we root for radio? Leafs tank, Marner launched out of a cannon, and he lands on Belle Isle.
Even now we're hoping Yzerman actually makes the move. So.
Yeah, okay, all we're going to do is get frustrated. Kids.
Although I will say every game in that series feels like it's an overtime game. The Battle of Ontario. When do the Wings play? Straight to the people. Get a football today. Bottom of the hour. Paul is in Frazier. He's next. 97.1. Paulie, what's going on, buddy?
My old friends, how
My
are you?
My man, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, not too much. You know, this current question is very intriguing to me. And unlike the last caller, even though Stevie has made some very questionable decisions, real briefly, I'd have loved to have been a fly on the wall with that Larkin-Yzerman conversation. I'm sure that was entertaining. But
yeah, I'm sure it wasn't pleasant.
Yeah, Dylan, you do that again, guess where you're going. Anyway, I got to go with, even though he's got a track record of winning and he's done amazing, I love Holmes. I love Campbell. I love everything they've done. Who couldn't? Okay. But the way that he, like, you know, goes on these diatribes and his explanations and his, you know, it's almost like a wrestler in the WWE standing in the ring with the microphone, you know, talking to the bad guy wrestler going, yeah, well, let me tell you something. You know, it's like, you know, Jimmy did a great job this morning. You know, he really did. I heard that.
Yep.
And I loved it. And I walked away from that going, Brad, nobody belongs to a book club. What, you know, what is this all about? I mean, we're simply asking a question about, you know, yeah, that other side over there might need like a, maybe not an Aiden, but a guy, you know, and yeah, he's doubling down everywhere else. So my vote has to go to Holmes. You know, Stevie, he should be on a short leash, but you guys are right. He's here as long as he lives.
Yeah,
I hope it works. I do. I'm a
we all hope it works. That's what I, you know, Paul, I want to segue into something here, and I appreciate it, man. The idea that, like, and this is where I think executives in sports fail. It's where coaches fail. First of all, they act like what they're doing is highly important. Nothing in sports is highly important. Sports is not real. What we do is not important. Our job's to entertain you if you're in your car, if you want to laugh or scream or call or talk. This is not cardiology. We're not curing cancer. I'm not fixing gun violence. I'm not brokering peace in the Middle East. None of it's real. These guys act like they're curing cancer. And they create these narratives where somehow, oh, you don't want us to win. Everyone wants to win. We want parades. No one wants Yzerman to fail. I do not want Brad Holmes to fail. It's okay. You know, you said this earlier. We've arrived at a point where if you disagree with someone, automatically you want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Mm-hmm. I've said how many times, Brad Holmes done a wonderful job. Doesn't mean it's perfect. And he's got a weird thing where if you're Brad Holmes, why do you even know what the fans are saying? Why do you even know? And then he goes into this other deal about, well, I wonder if other media markets it's like this. Like what?
Because he probably either he reads and watches everything.
Then that's his mistake.
Or he has his minions come in and say, Brad, here's the hot sheet for today.
Even bigger mistake.
Here's what they're saying about you.
So many mistakes. Like these are all mistakes.
Ice Cube, here's what they think about you.
Right. No. But this idea, look, if you're a fan and you go, look, Marcus Davenport on aggregate is going to start five games a year. It's not good enough.
I really would like a trade, a free agent, or a draft pick of some value to just shore up that spot opposite Aiden. If I take 100% of Lions fans, 25% of them are screaming and yelling about wanting a superstar. 50% are right in the middle going, I'll just take a little bit of help. Yeah. And then you got the 25% of the bathwater drinkers where if Brad drafted Nancy Reagan, who's dead, they'd say it was a value pick. So like,
have you seen her hip turn?
Right. So the vast majority of fans is like, where's the help? That's not some crazy opinion. And for him to go on the air and go, I don't understand why I'm being asked about it. Huh? No, actually, it's okay to talk about it. And then he goes, well, you're just upset we have Aiden and you want another one. All I know is for about 10 minutes we talked about if Myles Garrett demanded a trade out of Cleveland, pick up the phone. Oh, my bad. First ballot Hall of Famer. You're right, I shouldn't pick up the phone.
Right, it was my bad. Yeah, it was the Max Crosby thing. Like, well, looks like maybe he wants out of the Raiders.
Give it a try.
Right.
But then the reality was, okay, are we going to do anything in free agency? Nope. All right, no problem. Let Brad Cook, great drafter.
And this was a draft filled with edge rushers. So I'm thinking
they didn't like any, and how dare you.
But they did like a receiver.
And again, he has the right to do those things. Tesla may be a great player. Look, he's a kid who profiles athletically. They had Talon Green is vomit stuffed into a helmet. That was Arkansas's quarterback. Boise State transfer. Talon Green's idea of progressions is immediate rollout, no reads, YOLO balls. Mm-hmm. Arkansas doesn't throw it a ton. This kid may be awesome if he had real QB play. Here's the point. He's not going to get more targets than Amon-Ra. He's not going to get more targets than J-Mo.
Who are you sitting down?
He's not going to get more targets than Laporta. He's not going to get more targets than Gibbs. He's probably not going to get more targets than Patrick, and I'm in a Super Bowl window. And fans have a right to go, wait, we paid how many picks to take him?
Right. In certain sports, like in the NBA, I'm always, you're only as good as who you can defend. Who are you sitting down? Who is he going to sit down? Who is he going to say, I'm taking your spot?
And it's where he's building for the long term.
But if I have to hear, well, you know, he drafted Amon-Ra and he was Cooper Kupp.
Well, I'm trying to be fair to the man.
Right. And I'll say, hey, what about the love affair you had with Trinity Benson?
Oops. I'll just go to Drew in Roseville. Rico's been very upset today. Let's go to Drew 97.1. What's up, Drew?
What's up, fellas?
How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm listening to you guys talk to these callers. And I got to be honest with you. And don't take this the wrong way. I'm not happy with the way Eisenman is running his team. But as far as the city goes and the franchise he's running goes, he's delivered 3 cups for that team. So, of course, he's going to be a little arrogant. A little feeling through himself, but Brad Holmes is really bugging me right now. It's really bugging me. He acts like, hey, I got you 2 victories in the playoffs, more than you've had in 50 years. You guys should be satisfied. I gave you a 17-point lead in the NFC Championship game. You should be satisfied. I got you a 15-2 record, even though we didn't win a playoff game. You should be satisfied. I am upset with the fact that you guys have pointed out, I didn't really realize how many picks we gave up to get a wide receiver. Because, you know, we're watching the draft, and my brother calls me up and says, hey, they just moved up. They're probably going to get that edge rusher that's available right now. We sat down, we watched the TV, wide receiver. We both looked at each other like we just ate a crab sandwich. Like, what the heck is going on here? You came within one step of the Super Bowl, then you shot yourself in the foot last year. You're one or two players away from getting to that next level, and he acts like, hey, we're going to build for 26 and 27 and 28. What are we doing here?
Oh, I think that's part of the conversation. Drew, you're not wrong, but how long have I been telling you they're more interested in being good for a long time and being popular and having a waiting list for the season tickets than I think they are about going all in and giving it their best shot? There's a risk reward. They so far have not been willing to take the risk. They've built a very good football team, but he's roster building. You can see it. Did they really need to take 2 guards? And again, I have no problem with Miles Frazier or Tate Ratledge. Those are SEC guards. Those are guys that have played in big time games. Plus, Ratledge has an elite mullet. The point is, did you need to take 2 of those when you already have Mahogany and Glasgow or Mahogany? And
well, see, I was okay because the LSU guard came later.
But I'm making a point, after you've taken the wideout, after you already took a guard, after you already took the D tackle, they have no, it's not a refusal. It's just they're looking for something that clearly doesn't exist, because they just rifled through. They didn't take a D end until the sixth round. Mm-hmm. They did nothing in free agency at the defensive end spot. Nothing. And they didn't make a trade. So whatever they're looking for, it's almost like a unicorn that farts sprinkles. I don't know what they're looking for.
I don't either. But the question is, well, actually, don't question him. He doesn't want to hear it because he doesn't understand it'll all work out. Aiden's an elite. And in other markets, if you have an elite edge rusher, they don't ask these types of things. You know what they do, Brad? They actually go out and draft more.
Book club. David, ticket text, and then we'll get to a little football today.
C-spot run.
Okay. Yes, Steve.
The issue, again, people fail to even accept the fact that there were five defensive ends injured by the end of the year. Brad is right. The outside rage doesn't make sense.
No, hold on. There's no rage, first of all, so you're gaslighting. Second of all, 2023, Aiden led the team with 11.5 sacks. Your next sack leader from a defensive end spot, 2.5. Last year, Aiden leads the team after 4 weeks. So 16 more weeks of the season, 15 more weeks of the season, Aiden is still the sack leader. You come on now. This has been a multi-year problem. The chair drop was 2 years ago. Come on now. It's okay to talk about that. It is.
Someone says Iserman is more arrogant because what has he won?
Yeah, for him to be acting this way, having not made the playoffs, at least Brad can be like, hey, playoffs and things. 15-2, home playoff games, season ticket waiting list, a superstar head coach. You're right. He's got a level he can act at. Iserman, whoa, buddy. I thought his presser today was not a disaster. That's hyperbolic. But it was just kind of, we looked at each other and went, can we just dump out of this? This is awful.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Apologies. Rieger's here hosting his show in the hallway. Sorry about that, everybody. David, a few ticket texts. We'll get Rieger in the mix. Tomorrow, Tigers day game, and we'll be on afterwards.
I wish Iserman kept receipts so we could return some of these guys and get refunds.
Yeah, look, I don't think the receipts thing ever plays. It's not optimal. If you're a front office executive of a sports team, it's really just not smart. Don't do that. It's like when athletes go at fans. Don't ever go at the fans. Say nothing before you say something. Don't ever go with the fans.
Agree 100% with you guys. Brad and Steve are both sounding very arrogant and full of themselves. It's BS. All I want to do is win. Just make the team better.
Yeah, and again, Brad has earned a right to do some of it. And I think, look, this is the other thing I'm not going to do. We can't turn Brad Holmes into a victim. He has been universally lauded for his work. To have a disagreement about the defensive end position, I mean, that's first-class problems. Iserman, on the other hand, I would tell you has almost been universally defended for a long time, has accomplished nothing here, and for him to have the attitude he had today was disappointing. Yeah, we're just going to draft and do what we do, and I don't care what you think. And, yeah, enough of everything. All right, that was redeeming. Yeah.
Regarding the Lions, someone says they probably were going to take James Pierce, but Atlanta moved up and took him. It's just a hunch, but I think it's a real possibility.
Yeah, I can't speak to that one.
Iserman is definitely the biggest disappointment. No success, and not sure if the foundation of the team and the farm system are as great as he makes it seem.
Well, wouldn't know. None of them are here. The ones that are here aren't overly impressive. Sorry, I hate to break that to you.
I don't like Brad's tone, but I don't see why everyone's panicking over another edge. Another edge doesn't guarantee a ring.
Okay. Okay, let me say this.
Please do. Take
it's the six. Reason, you know what? It's the reason why you like that fun offense that they ran. Well, know why? Because teams had to pick their poison. Who do you cover? Is it Amon-Ra? Is it J-Mo? Is it Gibbs? Is it Laporta? Is it Patrick? It's why we had mobile golf, because sometimes golf was the better option than just running. If you have that on defense, the same thing. You got to pick your point. Right now, double team Aiden. That's it. That's your strategy. That's up on the board, in the whiteboard, in the room. Okay, we're just going to put a tight end over Aiden, and we'll double team him. We'll deal with the rest. You want options. It's okay. That's why. Super Bowl winning teams have good defensive lines. They have good defenses. I know offense is pretty and you score touchdowns, but in the end, can you stop somebody in the 2 minutes on that fourth down? You can't. Jaden Daniels just picked up another first down.
Stop hating on Steve. I guarantee you, we make the playoffs in 2 years.
Okay, that's a joke.
It is a joke. They say LOL.
Okay, good.
That's a joke.
Rico almost tipped over.
Bills GM went on a local radio show and ripped the host for asking why they didn't get a wide receiver. So, yes, Brad, they do it in other media markets.
Yeah, and also, too, I thought Bean was way out of line there. Like, first of all, stop trying to be a hard guy. All right, you're a GM of a football team who can't beat the Chiefs. It's sports, man. All right, we all want to win. So they didn't like the fact that you didn't draft a receiver. And you're going postal about something they said in 2018? 2018?
Amen.
If it rattles you that way,
receipts run deep.
Don't listen. You can't. Like, it's just so stupid, because ultimately, if the Bills win, you don't have to move your family and you make untold wealth, and it's all good, no matter what anybody says. If the Bills lose, you don't. There's no need to do that. And if you don't like the radio show or you don't like the host, don't go on.
Or you be like Jerry Jones and threaten to fire him.
Also not bright.
Don't do that either. Don't do that either.
Oh, get another market where people question.
Why is he so worried about other markets? Just do your job.
It was a weird
Yeah, but it's
comment.
Funny. The other markets just, they added players. They didn't need to, but you know what? Can't have enough on the defensive line. You found that out last year. Oh, it was an anomaly. Okay. We'll see.
The city does not know what it's like to have a good football team, and it shows. Yes, they need another edge. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay to just say, man, I wish they'd done a little bit more. I don't think that that's yelling, screaming. No, I just, whether it was free agency, a trade, or the draft, I told you I would judge it at the end of the offseason. All right, well, here we are. Marcus Davenport. And I gave you the amount of games he started in his career. It's a little scary. But ultimately, if the team wins, Brad's right. If they don't, Brad's wrong. I don't know. I'm done stressing about it. I just thought his comments today were a little bizarre. Riggs, wonderful job by you.
What'd I do?
No, I like the Wallman question, and I didn't think you were a troll, which is personal growth for you.
Yeah, you know, I try to not be a troll at the big moments. Like when Iserman speaks, he's wearing a suit. I'm not going to be a troll. Come on.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I actually did like from Steve? I love that he came out and he threw everything back at Dylan. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that's really healthy discourse. That's really good. Yeah, that's what you want your team president and captain doing after another failed season.
Through the media. No, he was totally upset about the Larkin comments. He's like, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Well, then you know what? You play better.
Yeah, that, you know what? Again, things are going great. Yeah.
No, things are not going great.
No, that's my point.
Yeah, right, you want no more? I just enjoyed that, though. That's
no more, go ask Dylan. And Dylan, if you say anything, I'm going to take the C.
Well, he did say Dylan could say whatever he wanted.
All right, take.
Yeah, that. Oh, I'm sure that would go over well.
Yeah, it's a repercussion.
The thing that you guys did not hear.
Leave that C right here.
Here's the thing I guarantee you didn't hear. That took me aback from the press conference. It was probably later third of the press conference, and he was asked about Sebastian Cosa. And he legitimately said he has to prove more, and I can't guarantee that he's in the NHL next year.
Great.
He's going to be 24? 23?
Rieger, I'll say it again to you. When Vasilevsky was drafted, he was up in 18 months. The fact, Gator said this on middays. Oh, he's got to have a good playoff with the Griffins. Look,
He's already played in the postseason.
Yeah, I know. I'm just getting to a point of like, what's the point? If Coase is so special, I'm sorry. By age 23, 24, come on, man.
No, may not be right. No, and I agree with you. I mean, and we already know Augustine's going back to Michigan State.
Well, your mic's not on. So
yeah. It's going to be the Mrazek show and the Alex Lyon show, and I'm sure they're going to go get somebody other than Talbot because he might retire. There you go.
Fantastic.
So I'm not quite sure how.
So
you
what's the value of Kosa then if you're not going to play him?
Obviously, they don't think he's ready, Rico.
But then you know what? You're approaching not like failed status, but you're approaching questionable status.
No, I mean, what's the old thing in baseball? Once a prospect hits 26, they're not a prospect anymore. They're just a failure. Correct?
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous. Yeah. The kid's going to be 24, and we're not even sure he can have backup duties. Well, he can't split time.
The funny thing is, the one game, I know it's one game against the Islanders.
He was fine.
He won. It was fine. Guys played good in front of him. So,
what's next?
Anyway, we're going to talk about Brad Holmes, and I heard Cookies and Jansen and Holmes this morning. I was running through the neighborhood. I thought it was a great interview. And my immediate takeaways, I shared with some buddies, and they all mocked me. So I want to share it with the listening audience, and I'm curious what people think about the attitude of one Brad Holmes.
Love it. Yeah, that's good.
We'll get into it.
All right. Done.